This is VOA News by remote. I'm Tommy McMahon. Eight Republican lawmakers have attended a White House briefing about explosive allegations that Russia secretly offered bounties to Taliban-linked militants for killing American troops in Afghanistan. The White House press secretary insists that President Trump has not been briefed on the findings because they had not been verified. Members of Congress in both parties are calling for additional information and consequences for Russia. Republicans who were in Monday's briefing are expressing alarm about Russia's activism in Afghanistan, and they're urging the administration to hold Russian President Vladimir Putin accountable. Eight Democrats are to be briefed Tuesday morning. Since hitting the milestone of 500,000 COVID-19 deaths early Sunday morning, the global figure has now jumped by approximately 5,000 more. In the U.S., the figure has climbed to more than 126,000 dead. The number of confirmed infections globally is nearly 10.3 million and nearly 2.6 million in the U.S. Brazil is second to the United States in deaths and infections. Vice President Mike Pence and some other administration officials have been focusing on the positive of as COVID-19 infections surge in parts of the U.S. They've noted that only 3 or 4% of counties in the U.S. have been experiencing a spike. An AP fact check looking at these remarks by Pence, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, and the White House finds that the county tally is about right. But what the officials are not emphasizing is that more than 20% of the population lives in that relatively small chunk of those counties. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Arizona's governor has ordered nightclubs, bars, and water parks to close again for at least a month starting Monday. It was a dramatic about-face for Republican Governor Doug Ducey as coronavirus cases surge in the Sun Belt. Ducey also ordered public schools to delay the start of classes until at least August 17th. Both orders can be extended. Arizona emerged from stay-at-home orders in mid-May, but infections have since begun spiking. The Florida city, where President Trump is scheduled to accept the Republican nomination for his reelection bid, voted Monday to require a mask in public and indoor spaces. The U.S. is seeing about 40,000 new confirmed cases per day, and states like Texas and Florida are backtracking, clamping down on bars, restaurants, and beaches. A Minnesota judge is warning that he is likely to move the trials of 4 former police officers charged in George Floyd's death out of Minneapolis if public officials and attorneys continue speaking out about the case. The judge, Peter Cahill, asked a prosecutor during a pretrial hearing Monday to use his influence to get public officials to stop talking about the case. If they do not, he says that he'll move the trial or trials depending on whether the officers are tried together or separately. Floyd, a black man in handcuffs, died May 25th after Officer Derek Chauvin held his knee on Floyd's neck for nearly 8 minutes. Some public officials were quick to call Floyd's death murder. China's parliament has now set the stage for the most radical changes to the former British colony of Hong Kong's way of life since it returned to Chinese rule. And now, in response, Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam is saying it's not appropriate for her to comment on the national security legislation. Cable TV, citing an unidentified source, said the new law passed Tuesday happened on a unanimous vote by the Standing Committee of China's National People's Congress. The legislation pushes Beijing further along a collision course with the United States, Britain, and other Western governments, which have said it erodes the high degree of autonomy the global financial hub was granted at its July 1, 1997 handover. A draft of the law has yet to be published. Beijing says it comes in response to last year's often violent pro-democracy protest. Campaigners are calling on the Israeli government to declare sovereignty over ancient Jewish ruins on land in the occupied West Bank that Israel does not plan to annex under President Donald Trump's peace plan. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.